so let's get it. Whoa, clear out the room, I'm coming through. They wanna see what I'm about. Yeah, I got skills, do it for the thrill. I'm on a paper route. Extra, extra, read about it.
Welcome back to the Island Podcast. Great to be back with you this week, once again, with my co-host and great friend and Octus business partner, Lee. How you doing, my friend?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's been new? You're on 75 hard?
I am on 75 hard. Day six today. Feeling good. Feeling good. Yeah. Spent a weekend out on the bikes, but still got everything done. Made it slightly harder than usual.
Just tell me about it. You told me, but listeners.
So I've added taking electrolytes and supplements. I've added meditation every day. I've added, what have I added? It's, I can't remember.
Video.
Yes, checking, a video it? Instead of a photo.
What does that mean? So 75 hard, sure, everybody's heard of it.
Yeah.
But there's a few things you've got to do
especially
each day.
Especially if you listen to this podcast. Yeah.
Excuse me. One of them is a progress picture.
Yeah.
What's a video? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so just as a recap, I'll just recap. So the actual tasks are 45-minute workout, a 45-minute outdoor workout, and they have to be 3 hours apart, progress picture, read 10 pages, drink a gallon of water, which is 3.8 litres, follow a diet, no cheat meals or alcohol. And then mine is a 45-minute indoor workout, 45-minute outdoor workout, take a progress pic and a video. So what I do is just a quick update in the morning when I take the progress photo.
This is like a video
in my
update
boxes. So I take a photo as well,
yeah.
So I can upload it to the app,
yeah.
Because I'm still using the app. And then I just take a video saying how my body's feeling, how
the diet's going. So OnlyFans.
Yeah. So me in my pants talking about 75 hard. And then I've added I still do the reading 10 pages, but it's a minimum of 10 pages. So I'm generally reading more. So I read 10 in the morning and I'm actually reading the book on mental toughness, which is Andy's second book, which is fucking brilliant. I'll lend it to you because the shipping's ridiculous.
I've got it.
Oh, you've got it?
Yeah,
oh,
cool. Got it.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Have you started it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Much better than his 75 hard book.
Way better.
Yeah, that was like
much more context.
Yeah, that was a bit brief, I thought. And then I'm reading Chiropractic Philosophy, the Strauss one. Is it Strauss?
Yeah.
In the afternoon, so in the evening. So I'm usually getting 20 to 30 pages a day. Cold shower. I haven't put a time limit on the cold shower. I'm just fucking hell.
You shower cold.
Well, I have a hot shower and then I have a cold shower at the end, but when you do it for a long, it just shows the adaptability. It's really, really apparent now that I'm doing this, because I used to get in a cold shower and just be like, cold shower, no problem. But the first cold shower I had I was nearly screaming. It was horrendous. And then after a few days, you can tell you start to get adapted to it and it's easier. Meditate every day. So I'm doing 30 minutes meditation a day. Drink a gallon of water, but I have a 1.3 litre bottle. So I drink three of these. So I'm drinking 3.9 litres instead of 3.8. Strict carnivore. So the diet that I'm doing is beef and eggs and raw milk and salt and butter. I'm not suggesting anybody does that, but I feel great doing it. I've been doing I've been 95% carnivore since we got back from Spain, which is roughly 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last 6 days, it's just been beef and eggs and butter and salt. Supplements and electrolytes. So that is lion's mane mushroom, a multivitamin, D2, K2 drops, and an electrolyte, dissolvable electrolyte, no sugar tablet thing. And grounding. So every morning I'm outside barefoot, which is huge, makes massive difference to my life. No weed, no booze. And then weigh in. So in the mornings, I just weigh in. Mm-hmm. And then I've got, it tracks every day. And that's my 75 harder.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. And I feel, I'm like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like I've been gone and I feel like I'm just back in.
Sarah and I were talking about this, and I've said this a lot, discipline equals freedom.
Mm.
Like people think, oh, it's not discipline, it's the commitment.
Mm.
When you commit, life becomes so much easier.
Yeah,
and people think life's going to be more difficult when they commit.
Yeah, it's not.
But you know what it's like before you commit, you're like, should I do that, shouldn't I do that? Should I do that, shouldn't I do that? Should I do that,
yeah.
And that fucks your mind.
Yeah, am I going to go to the gym today? Oh, shall I do this? And it's like, as soon as you're on 75 hard, There's no questions.
Because Sarah and I are like both on plan. Like she's going away for 3 days now.
Yeah.
Dude, the meal prep this Sunday was intense.
Yeah.
Because she's on four solid meals a day,
mm-hmm.
fully prepped out, fully weighed out, all like there's no packets anywhere. It's all fresh and like you know how we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got to be done. And so like now Sophie's the same. Sophie's on meal prep.
Yeah,
like,
so prepping insane, for three of you now. we've had to invest in more Tupperware.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. We have these amazing glass Tupperwares. They're awesome.
Yeah, I like some glass Tupperware.
But
you'll have to send me the link actually because I'm looking for some more to that.
Yeah, they're super easy. So yeah, I think the discipline equals freedom. We've got a podcast coming up on that in a few weeks' time anyway in terms of time management. But what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about conviction.
Ooh.
And this came up last week when we were speaking and I briefly mentioned that it seems like chiropractors are constantly fighting a battle, whether that's sometimes with each other, the GCC, and just the medical profession in general. And you was like, next podcast, conviction. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what you mean by that and what conviction means to you.
Yeah, I think a bit more on the back of that, like, because we interviewed Donald Francis for Octus last week, and he is someone who has like conviction for what he does.
Real conviction.
And there's that level of certainty, and to an extent, there's a level of certainty that you get just from reps, just from having time in the profession.
Yeah.
And you go through these iterations, like you really do as a chiropractor. You come out of the gates, you're like, oh, I can cure anything. And then you get a patient in front of you and be like, holy shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through the state of thinking you're bigger than you are. And the first time a GP says to a patient, oh, you shouldn't be going to see the chiropractor, it's a wound, it's a hard wound.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're butting against the medical profession. And then you realise the infighting that's happening within chiropractic and you're butting against the other people in chiropractic.
Mm.
And you go through all of this stuff which is taking you away from what you're actually meant to be doing, which is serving your patients.
Mm.
And finally going, screw the rest of them. I know what works.
Yeah.
I'm going to do me and this is it.
Yeah.
I heard something really interesting this morning. They were talking about Dana White.
Mm-hmm.
It was Andy Frisella talking about Dana White. And he's got a thing in his phone. He goes, when times get tough, just think what Dana White would do. And Dana White would go, I don't care what you think.
Yeah,
this is me.
Fuck you, yeah.
I'm doing my thing. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really where we've got to be at, in the sense that we have to respect what any other chiropractor wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're changing the rules of chiropractic.
Then it's not chiropractic.
Exactly. It's like, respect what any other footballer on the field does, so long as they don't pick up the ball and run with it.
Yeah. Start playing rugby.
That's essentially it. You so want to bring drugs in the profession, you got to fight on your hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, respect how each other want to practice and have the conviction for you. And I think what this comes down to is that people are worried so much about what other people think about them as opposed to what they are doing and how it's going to benefit the outcome for the people they're working with.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's conviction in chiropractic philosophy, but also conviction in like personal philosophy.
It has to be you first. Has to be you first.
Yeah.
So I was just re-listening to a podcast I did years ago with John Minardi. If you want someone who is super certain, John is the person. We'll get him in Octus actually, because he will see us.
Cool.
Like so, so convicted. But you look at the guy, and you can tell he's got conviction.
Mm.
Because you look at him, he looks lean, he looks fit, he looks athletic, he owns his stuff, he's always on the road, he's keeping healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so certainty has to come with self first.
Mm.
Because if you're going through life and you're saying you're going to do something, you're breaking the promise to yourself, you've lost the trust in yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't trust yourself first, how can you possibly trust what you're doing to somebody else?
Yeah, because there's a lot of chiropractors, I think, that truly believe in chiropractic and the philosophy and love it, but they don't say that.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do agree. I don't necessarily believe they're that. Chiropractic is a philosophy, science, and art of things natural.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a chiropractor who's saying they are super convicted, yet you look at them.
And they're not living it.
And they're not living it.
Yeah.
My question is, it's like someone who preaches the Bible. Mm-hmm. And they might be able to recite line and verse, but are they just saying it?
Mm.
Whereas you can have the person who, like, is a follower of Christ, but doesn't let you know all the time. They just live the example as much as they can.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we do, I think it's a hard one. Like, sometimes we do say stuff to try and rah ourselves up to say that we believe it more than we do. Yet, are we getting adjusted regularly?
Mm.
You know, are we looking after our body? Are we doing thoughts, traumas, and toxins to prevent subluxation because we know how detrimental subluxation can be? Or do we get adjusted because it makes us feel a little bit better? We're not so convicted that subluxation is detrimental to our health, so therefore we don't actually take our health that seriously. Because if you really did believe that subluxation was, and subluxation is, detrimental to one's health, and health was your number one priority, which it should be for anyone working in healthcare, then surely you do everything you can to prevent subluxation.
Are there really chiropractors out there that don't get adjusted regularly?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Way more than you think, dude.
That's terrible.
I mean, you know, and this might make some people feel a little bit ick and like, oh, that might be me, but cool. Take a look in the mirror.
What if it is?
How can you improve?
Yeah.
You know, we do this podcast to help you improve. Conviction in chiropractic will come with certainty in yourself first. Enthusiasm for chiropractic, hype will come from reading a great chiropractic textbook, which I'll say for you in a minute, and going to some great conferences.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel fantastic. You'll be like, yeah, I'm on fire. I'm here to serve and save the world. You're going to practice. It'll run out for a few weeks and then it'll stop.
Mm.
Like if you're convicted, it won't stop. And people will see it. Like you see people's practices that blow up and grow. It's because they're so certain and sure in what they do. The scripts, the procedures, the marketing becomes the icing on the cake of the foundation that they have built for a strong, solid practice. And we see that we see this in people I coach. Like I give you this quality blueprint that works for everybody, but doesn't seem to be working for you. Why is that the case? Or you give someone, here's how you create a marketing video, here's how you do it, it's working for everyone else, why isn't it working for you? And it's not because of what you've been given, it's because you haven't looked inside first, I think.
Yeah. And then, even outside of chiropractic, I'm a perfect example of this. I love personal development, but I've fallen off for a few months recently, which is exactly why I'm on 75 hard now, to get me back in line. And if you don't stay true to yourself and your beliefs, it's like you said, just another promise broken to yourself.
But to save people from like going and jumping off a cliff, like BJ Palmer said, slipping and checking himself.
Mm.
Like we all slip.
Yeah.
Check.
Of course. Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, but it's just that level of integrity and. Like, I just feel so much better when I'm keeping that integrity to myself and to the things that I say I'm doing, and I'm actually making the moves that I know I need to do. Which
We all know we do.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want conviction in practice, you look at these people and go, how are they so certain in practice? How are they so sure what they do works? It's because they've got their shit in line, and then their focus is not on how can I get more patients, how can I earn more money, how can I grow a bigger practice. It's about how can I truly serve this person. And the way to truly serve a person, in line with being a doctor, which means a teacher, is to teach them how they can get themselves well and hold them to account.
Mm.
If you're not holding yourself to account, and you're trying to hold the patient to account, because, you know, I wrote an article on this last week, and Donald touched on it actually. You're never going to get rid of people's subluxations full stop. Because people are going to go out into a sick world that creates subluxations, so they're going to always come back in. So your conviction has to be, you're coming here, my adjustment is going to make your life better. It's not going to cure it.
No.
Because there's a crazy world out there that's going to subluxate you again.
Yeah.
And the only way you can adapt to that and live a really great life with the stress in our environment is to be subluxation free.
Mm.
And that's why you need your adjustments.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So still on chiropractic, how does a new chiropractor have conviction, and should they have conviction if they're new to chiropractic?
No, they shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have conviction.
They shouldn't have conviction. No, because they haven't earned it yet.
Okay.
But that's fine because you've got to go through a process to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the enthusiasm that I spoke about. You can read great textbooks like One Cause, One Cure. Really good, easy textbook to start on. 33, The Power of 33. All of those books are really great starters to help you to understand and grasp chiropractic. Then you need to surround yourself with other really on-purpose, fired-up, great chiropractors. You probably need to purge your life a little bit of what you've been doing so far if it's not in line with that. But then you're not going to get great conviction until you really start to see the changes in practice.
Mm.
So for instance, a new grad comes in, they've got a patient, and I would say that's going to be 6 to 12 months worth of care. They're like, I've never seen anyone for 6 to 12 months. So how can you have the conviction?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there is a little bit of by faith and not by sight, but to really own it, you've got to see it as well. So don't beat yourself up if you're new that you haven't got conviction. You can be enthused.
Mm.
You can be enthused for a period of time that then will solidify as your conviction.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I have conviction in chiropractic and I've never seen any patients. Like, I believe in chiropractic.
Dude, there's 100%. So many patients who believe in chiropractic more than chiropractic.
Yeah. But then I thought, oh, I have seen the results because I've seen it in myself over a period of time. So that's what's given me the conviction that I have. Whereas I recommend people go to the chiropractors probably 3 or 4 times a week to people in my life. Yeah. Everybody I speak to. I spoke to a guy, who was I talking to? Oh, I was parked up yesterday just taking photos of my bike, just getting content for my thing. And this guy came and started talking to me and he was telling me about his brother who had this motorbike accident. And I recommended he goes and sees you in Epoch. And on Saturday I was at the Willingham Woods with another group of bikers and I recommended someone else goes and sees a chiropractor. So like, I'm trying to get people to go to chiropractic all the time because I have that conviction and I know.
I think what struggles people with that conviction here is regulation.
Mm.
Like, the struggle with that. It's so easy for chiropractors to go to somebody else's town and preach chiropractic. Mm. But when they're preaching chiropractic and then that person comes to them, they find that difficult.
Why? That they're not.
I think fear that they're not going to be able to fulfill the promise that they've said.
Yeah.
But if you don't make any promises, then where's the worry? Because you can't make any promises.
No.
You know, it's funny. Like, we live in medicine, they make promises. There is no medical intervention that has ever cured anybody of anything. I'll say that again because you might think, what the fuck is he saying? There is no medical intervention that's ever cured anybody of anything. There is not. Here's why. What 3 things do we have? We have drugs, we cut it out, or we irradiate it, radiation. Mm. So, if we give them drugs, we've not fixed anything, we've maybe bypassed something.
Masked it,
or changed the regulation which may fix the symptom, but the problem is still there. If we do surgery, we don't fix it, we literally cut it out.
Remove it, yeah.
You haven't fixed a broken kidney by cutting it out. You've just taken it out.
Yeah.
And then the third one's radiation. That doesn't fix anything. That obliterates the thing.
Yeah, and the rest of your problem.
And the rest of you.
Yeah.
So it's like, medicine doesn't fix or cure anybody.
No. It's a very good point.
Even if you have those treatments and the body heals, it's not because of those treatments that the body healed.
No.
The body healed because the body heals itself.
Yeah.
Which is, oh my gosh, chiropractic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all you've got to trust. The body will heal itself. Whether it's, you know, it's devoid of interference, the body will heal itself.
Mm.
But that process takes time. And only if you can keep the interference removed. And that's, we live in a world where people go back into a world full of interference. The subluxation comes back. The body's disharmony increases. It becomes sick again. It's only once it's out of that phase. For months does it take, and that's why healing's hard. It's simple, but it's hard.
Yeah, I was just thinking when you said that about thoughts, traumas, and toxins. Like, even if somebody's eating all the right things, they're not drinking, they're not taking any drugs, their thoughts, their mental space is like amazing, they're mindful, they're meditating, they're taking care of themselves mentally, physically, emotionally and everything, they should still get adjusted, because there's so many toxins now in water, on plants and vegetables that are sprayed on, in the air. Like, I don't want to go down conspiracy theory alley, but there's aluminium. I saw a video the other day and there was 100 people all with metal detectors holding them up at the sky, and they were all going off like crazy.
Do you know why the floods happened in Dubai?
Probably because they're season. Pumping shit into the clouds. Yeah.
Anyway.
But do you know what I mean? True, everybody's taking on toxins. Yeah. So even if you're doing everything right, not that you shouldn't still do everything right, but you're still taking on toxins. So get adjusted if you're not a chiropractor.
Very true. But also, like you talk about the spine. The spine is a beautiful object of 24 movable bones that protect the spinal cord. Now, as we live our life, some of those joints might start to stop moving as well as they could. As soon as that process starts, within 3 weeks, we know that the degeneration process has started. And if the degeneration process starts, less signals are going to the brain. This now releases stress hormones within the body. Stress hormones within the body create sickness. Mm. That's something you just can't avoid.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
So you create your own toxins if you've had a trauma. Cool. So just to touch on this digitally as well. So conviction in your message, and like so many people aren't putting their content out online because they're worried about what other people will think of their opinions, of what they're going to say, of how they look and all this. But you have to have that same conviction that you've got in chiropractic philosophy and your personal philosophy and all of these things in the distribution of your message. And BJ Palmer said that chiropractors are obligated to spread the word of chiropractic. And I believe that too. Like, I believe that chiropractors are obligated to spread the word of chiropractic, which is why I do what I do. So when it comes to media and marketing, I think as chiropractors, everybody needs to realize and understand that it is their duty to spread the word of chiropractic, because people are not going to just, like, a lot of people aren't just going to turn up at your practice and want to come in and get adjusted. You have to let them know about chiropractic, and that conviction comes in there as well.
Yeah, it's back to this whole, like, what's the lens on? The lens is on you or them.
Mm.
So you don't need new patients. New patients need you. And if you come at that conviction level with your digital presence, you're not going to worry about whether your hair is on fleek or not. Mm. You're literally just going to put the video out there.
Yeah.
On fleek. I used to have a team member who used to say that. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Apparently it means cool and hip. I don't know.
I was like, what the fleek?
But it's, I think all of this really is, back down to that Dana White thing, it's like, you say what you want, I'm doing me.
Mm.
But really, like, get out of your own way. We're here to serve people. Changing the world happens by getting people adjusted.
Mm.
And if we really just go out with the process of, I am here to do whatever I can, the best for my people, then that's cool.
And what have you got to say to people who say, yeah, I would love to go out there and talk about chiropractic, but I can't because of the GCC and the ASA?
It's because your ego's gone the way of as to what you think you want to say. Like, you can talk about chiropractic. I for this one, I'd go back to Mother Teresa, who would never attend an anti-rally.
Anti-war.
Anti-war, anti-crimes, only anti-vaccines, because she would have. She'd only attend a pro-rally.
Yeah.
So don't go out and bash other things.
Mm.
Just talk about what you're pro. You can talk about a natural approach to health. You can talk about thoughts, traumas and toxins. You can talk about a subluxation. You can talk about living a congruent, healthy life will empower your body to be healthy. You can talk about back pain and neck pain. You just can't go crazy on the sort of end of the spectrum. But it doesn't mean you can't start talking.
Yeah.
And then people will infer from that. See, I've never, unless I've been asked, outright told a patient I've not been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But they all know it
mm-hmm.
because of what I stand for in terms of my health.
Yeah.
So it's again, ego kind of gets in the way of you doing this. You say, I can't do it because the ASA says I can't. Bullshit.
Mm.
There's a lot you can say.
Yeah.
And the more you say you can't, the more people who aren't coming to chiropractic, the more people who are living a sick life, and the less you're changing the world.
Yeah. I've told your patients that I'm unvaccinated because I've been into your practice with my t-shirt that says unmasked, unmuzzled, unvaccinated, unafraid.
Did they start chugging holy water at you and get the crosses out?
Cool. So, so stand on your convictions if you're listening to this podcast. Stand by your beliefs and, just stay true to you, would you
100%.
Say?
100%. Just stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah. Great. And just to touch on what we were talking about with the ASA, on the ASA website, they actually tell you
what
you can say. Yeah. And those people who are saying, I can't talk about chiropractic, are probably making no content at all. So there's a massive list, not a massive list, but a list of content that you can talk about. So,
and we've said this in previous episodes, so you can go back and listen, but businesses exist to solve the problems of the customer. The perceived problem the chiropractor can solve is back pain and neck pain.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get a new customer, you kind of have to talk about that. When they get through the door, then you can open their eyes up to chiropractic, which is what happened to you.
Mm. Yeah, was. Yeah, exactly that.
And to the majority of people who come into my practice, who now bring their kids in, bring their families in, bring their sick members of their families in, it all started because one person came in with what we might consider boring back pain.
Yeah. So if you got some value from that episode, please do share it with anybody who you think may like it. If you could put it on your story, screenshot the page now that you're listening to this on your phone. Screenshot that, put it on your story, tag at Octus Cairo and at Tom Waller UK, and we will reshare. Have an amazing rest of your day. Please stay aligned, and we will see you in the next episode. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Lee.